Hallelujah. God is about to release great things into your life through the undiluted word you're about to listen to. Pay attention, as this sermon will grant you deeper understanding of God's word. And now, here is the undiluted word.
Eliezer is what is generally acceptable, but lacks divine backing. Generally acceptable, but does not have divine backing. And if you are a child of God, you must seek for divine backing. Not just general acceptability, not popular opinion. 2 Chronicles chapter 18, yeah, or thereabout. Ahab is to go for battle. Ahab's son. He said to Jehoshaphat, join me. And Jehoshaphat said to him, you are as I am. My people the same as your people. We serve the same God. Of course, we were one nation until we were divided in two. 10 and 2. I will go with you. I will fight in the battle with you. And the son of Ahab said to Jehoshaphat, you will dress as a king. Me, I will disguise. But you know Jehoshaphat was too used to the original that Jehoshaphat asked the king of Israel. And we inquired of God about this journey. I know that we have the money to start the business. Have we heard from God? I know that we have the money to do the marriage, but have we heard from God? I know that we have the money to build the house, but have we heard from God? And Ahab said, yes! I have 400 prophets here. Yesterday they had a night vigil. And when I inquire of them what God was saying, all of them prophesied the same thing. Go up, for God has given the enemies into your hands. And Jehoshaphat feared that these 400 nice prophecies may just be too nice for safety. These 400 men that eat on your table every day. No. Is there no prophet here in whom we can inquire of the Lord? And Ahab said, there is one. His name is Micaiah. But you know that guy has never prophesied anything good concerning me. You see how bad people like good things. He said, this man has never prophesied anything good concerning me. But all of them say that I should go. And Jehoshaphat says, sir, never to worry. Let's just invite him. And when that man came, 400 versus 1, he said, I see Israel scattered like a sheep without shepherd. That's what I'm saying. Different from what others are saying. May you have a hunger to hear God. A hunger to be led of God. Let me wait until I get his approval. Let me wait. Eliezer represents that thing that is generally accepted but lacks divine backing. And you know, anything that does not have divine backing can only succeed for a while. You see, you can succeed as far as the demons have not come without divine backing. But the day Satan turns his eyes to look your direction, if you didn't have divine backing, you will crumble. That is where you need divine backing. So before you embark on that journey, be sure that God is with you. Praise God. If he's with you, just go on. It's a matter of time. No matter who shows up on the road, the one who is backing you up will defend you all the way. Amen. Understand that Eliezer was available, yet God made the promise for Isaac. Abraham knew that before God made the promise, Eliezer was always there. Praise God. God does not say things because things are true, but things are true because God says them. God does not say things because things are true, but things are true because God says them. So God is not going to come and give you men's opinion. There are two sides in life for everything. God's side and the side of others. You just choose to be on God's side. And I'd like you to know that on every matter of life, God has his own side. Choose to be on the Lord's side. In Exodus chapter 32, Moses stood and cried with a loud voice, who is on the Lord's side? Let him come. Are you on God's side? Eliezer is man offering to assist God in what only God can do. That's what Eliezer means. A man offering to assist God. A man said to God, God, let me assist you in what only God can do. That's what Abraham was doing. God, let me assist you. Please don't assist God. Those who assisted God didn't live to tell the story. You can't help God. He doesn't need a man to be God. Praise God. Remember when David first brought the ark? The ark was supposed to be carried by men on their shoulders. But David was a sophisticated king. You know, sometimes you can be so rich that your money can sponsor you into disobedience. You can be so rich that you decide to relocate God from heaven and build him a castle. And this is David building a cart. He said, today I want the ark to be carried not by humans. Let it be carried on a clean jeep. And the Bible said the cat carried the ark. And everybody was dancing, celebrating. But you know that humans are different from animals. The animal didn't see a dish. So the animal placed his leg there. And then the ark was about to fall. And this gentleman from the priest family ran to hold it, and God struck him and killed him there. You know, if you read that portion, it's only recorded that God killed him, but there is no continuation whether the ark actually fell or not. So that means that there's every tendency that that ark wanted to fall, but it didn't fall because God would not have allowed it to fall. Amen. But the man said, let me assist God. And God killed him there. Eliezer is when a man offers to assist God. And say, God, let me assist you. And you know, sometimes the things we do, God can just be laughing. Let me say to you that no man can help God. No, you don't have capacity to help God. It is only God that can help a man. And I pray for someone here. May you enter into the zone of divine help. That you will be able to say, now, God has helped me. God has capacity to help a man. Don't say, God, well, let me assist you. You see, this marriage thing, I've been believing you for it for a long time. And since it's not coming, let me find a way and look for a husband on the internet. So you are applying for a husband on the internet. I'm a single. I am fair. I'm 35 years of age. I want a matured Christian, Holy Ghost speaking man who wants a woman to settle down. You will get a criminal. Praise God. You know that criminal can speak in tongues. You know, there are many marriages that are arranged like that. Before you know, they are married. Only for them to get back home and say that, no, what are we into? Don't help God. Allow him to help you. Praise the Lord. Never settle for Eliezer, no matter what. Go for Isaac. Let me quickly mention. Who is Isaac? Isaac is where God is. Number two, Isaac is what God wants. Number three, Isaac is where God is taking you to. Number four, Isaac is God's will for you. I'll go back again. Number five, Isaac is the promise. Number six, Isaac is the vehicle that transports you to your destination. Number seven, if you miss Isaac, you'll miss the will of God. Who is Isaac? Don't forget, I said, don't settle for Eliezer, go for Isaac. So who is Isaac? Number one, Isaac is where God is. What does that imply? Find yourself everywhere God is. If this is where God is, be there. Praise God. You know, David said, a day in his presence is better than 1,000 days elsewhere. Do you enjoy where God is? Isaac is where God is. So, child of God, Eliezer may be the popular stand, but Isaac is where God is. Stay where God is. Praise God. Where God is may not be popular, but stay there. Where God is may not be the opinion of men, but stay there. If the man God is showing you is a man that you don't like his physical status, stay there. What did I say? Stay there. You always wanted to marry a tall man with broad shoulders, with very long legs, and a pointed nose. And suddenly God is showing you a man whose nose is as flat as anything. He's showing you a man whose legs are very short. If that is where God is, stay there. Because if you are where God is, you will enjoy your life. I've said in my book that the best a man can be is to be God's man in God's place, doing God's things at God's time. Stay where God is. Look for where God is. God, where are you? In this place. Stay there. Don't stay where the crowds are. Stay where God is. Because where God is where your protection is guaranteed. Stay where he is. Praise God. If God said, leave orange and sell granite, just know that where God is granite, not orange. Leave the orange and stay with the granite. Granite may not be popular in your street, but that is where God is. God does not need the majority to make a vote. God needs one man to make a vote. The Bible says, one man with God forms a majority. God does not need everybody, but he needs one man. So you and God forms a majority. And in politics, they say majority carries the vote. Where will you rather be, majority or minority? So if God chooses to pitch his tent in this place, no matter how many persons are there, please look for where God is. And stay there. That will be the winning party. Praise the Lord. Isaac is what God wants. Don't look for what God is not looking for you. What does he want for me? God, what do you want for me? That is what I want. Praise God. Isaac is what God wants. Not Eliezer. God, what do you want for me? Number three, Isaac is where God is taking you to. Every time God is on a journey with people, God is on a journey with people, God is on a journey with people. But the problem is a lot of the time people highlight why God is still driving. You sit in the car and you are complaining of the distance. God is the driver, he's still taking you. And you say, stop me at this bus stop, I'm not going any further. And you know God will apply the brakes and you come down. And he will continue to go. When he gets to the destination, he will look back, you are not there. Praise God. Isaac is where God is taking you to. I am going to where God is taking me to. Do you know that the day Abraham left his father's house, he didn't know where he was going? If Terah was to ask Abraham, Abraham, where are you going? Abraham said, I don't know, but God said I should come out. And I like the way Abraham related with his parents. That as soon as Abraham left, the Bible said Sarah followed Abraham. Some wives would not have followed. Of course, Lot followed Abraham. And Terah, their father, said, now only me go remain. Whatever you people are seeing that is making you people run away from here, let me also leave. So Terah, the father of Abraham, followed Abraham. And the journey that was supposed to start alone started with at least four persons. Abraham and his wife, Lot and Terah. But somewhere along the line, Terah died and he was buried and the journey continued. And Hebrews chapter 11 described that Abraham was going to a place where the builder and the maker was God. So if you ask Abraham, where are you going? I'm looking for a city. He will arrive Port Harcourt. He said, Port Harcourt is beautiful. But I'm looking for a city whose builder and maker is God. They took him to the center of excellence, Lagos. And he said, this is a beautiful place. But I'm not going to settle here. Abraham, if you don't stay in Lagos, where are you going? I'm looking for a city whose builder and maker is God. They took him to Abuja. Have you been to Abuja recently? It's one of the most beautiful cities in Africa, Abuja. It's beautiful. Beautiful place to be. Praise God. Beautiful. Abraham reached Abuja and said, this is good, but I'm not going to stay here. Abraham, if you're not staying in the capital city, where else will you want to go? I'm still looking for a city whose builder and maker is God. I'm going to where God is going. Know that God is taking you somewhere. You may be passing through hard times now, but he is taking you somewhere. Things may not be working now, but he is taking you somewhere. Until you arrive your destination, you may never settle down to drink the milk and the honey. Because the milk and the honey is only located at Canaan. But in the course of going to Canaan, you meet the Jebusite, you meet the Hararite, you are going to meet a lot of people. But still tell them, I have not yet settled, I am going somewhere. That is who Isaac is. Isaac is God's will for you. In everything you want to do for yourself, God has a will. God has an overriding interest. I've always wanted to marry a medical doctor. It was my obsession to marry a medical doctor. That was what I wanted. I wanted a medical doctor. And in the university days, I will always go to the medical female hostel. What am I doing there? I'm looking for a wife. Praise God. I just want to be friendly with a medical student so that the relationship can end in a wife. At the end, look at my wife. She doesn't even know how to give injection. Praise God. Listen to me. Isaac is the will of God for you. Isaac may not look very glamorous, but it's the will of God. Abinadab may look tall. Shammah may look elegant. But God said, I don't want them. I need David. David is a short man. David is not looking nice. But as soon as he arrived, God said, this is he. Praise God. It's the will of God for you. How much can you do the will of God? What can it cost you to do the will of God? I told a preacher 2 days ago that we are not here to be successful in ministry. We are first and foremost here to do the will of God. Some of us will not be preaching if God didn't want us to preach. So I'm not a preacher in order to put money in my pocket. First and foremost, I am a preacher to obey the will of God. Praise God. What can the will of God do? How can the will of God change the course of your life? Isaac is the promise. Everyone here has a promise. Isaac is a promise. And when God is involved, a promise is a promise. As he said, he will bless you. If you haven't been blessed yet, wait, he will bless you. Isaac is a promise. Isaac is that car, that train, that aircraft that will take you to your destination. Let me quickly mention this. Factors that predisposes people to settle for Eliezer. Why do people settle for Eliezer? Why do people settle for Eliezer? Number one, deferred hope. Proverbs chapter 13 and verse 12. Now, these are the reason why some people choose Eliezer instead of waiting for Isaac. Proverbs chapter 13 and verse 12. Deferred hope. Too longer expectation. Hope deferred maketh the heart sick. But when the desire cometh, it is a tree of life. Proverbs chapter 13 and verse 12. One of the reasons why people settle for Eliezer is deferred hope. Have waited for it for a long time. The Bible says hope that is deferred maketh the heart to be sick. Yeah. It's possible that anything that you are waiting for too long, you begin to lose patience. But God is saying, keep waiting. The fact that the thing hasn't come, please, don't be weary. Keep waiting. Another reason why people settle for Eliezer is pseudo-success. The pseudo-success that Eliezer offers, that is success in what is wrong. Pseudo-success. P-S-E-U-D-O. And then success. P-S-E-U-D-O. Pseudo-success. Doing something that is wrong and yet succeeding in it. You know, a lot of person believe that success is an indication of God's approval. But success every time does not indicate divine approval. That something is working does not mean that God is in it. Hello? Hello? Can I say that again? That something is working does not mean that God is in it. After all, God said to Moses, speak to the rock to produce water. And Moses struck the rock. Did the rock produce water? Yes, it produced water. So if you are counting the approval of God by the miracle, you would have thought that God approved what Moses did. But God didn't approve what Moses did. How did I know? At the end of Moses' life, God said to Moses, you did not justify me before the people. I told you to speak, but you struck the rock. For that reason, you won't enter the promised land. So it's not about the outcome. It's about the process. Praise God. So stop gathering around people because of physical evidence. Start asking questions. Is God really here? Is God really with him? The fact that a man has been able to buy 3 cars as a bachelor does not mean that that man is what God has prepared for you. He could have stolen them. Amen. Pseudo success. Don't ever come to the point where you tell yourself, well, I'm succeeding. I'm not paying my tithe, but things are still working for me. It's okay. I'm living in sin, but my business is still growing. It's okay. You are living in pseudo success. Praise God. You have a mistress outside. Yeah. You are paying rent for. Doing things for. Your wife doesn't know about it. But business is still working for you. You come to church every day and say, praise God, the Lord is good. Don't think that because business is still working that God has approved what you are doing. One day, monkey go go market. You know, go come back. Then say, now when breeze blow, now you go know, say, Father, the Weyanika. You don't hear them before. Praise God. One day, you will need to turn back to him and he will say to you, I reject you. I reject you because you have been living in falsehood. You have been living in self-deceit. I reject you. I won't stand with you this time. And that would have been when you needed him the most. Pseudo success. Another reason why people settle for Eliezer is Eliezer's faithfulness and commitment. You know, there are certain things you do. And that thing doesn't give you stress. There is no worry. And you say, no, let me settle here. I don't want to go anywhere. Praise the Lord. I don't want to go anywhere. For instance, you have a job. And that job is paying you good money. 500,000 every month. 1 million every month. And one day God speaks to you and says, leave this job. Go and take that one that is paying 150,000. I know that you will bind God and bind all the angels. And say, God, the Bible says that the wealth of this world belongs to me. So why are you choosing poverty for me? But hear me and hear me well. Sometimes the faithfulness and the commitment of Eliezer can make you settle for it. But God said, don't settle. Another reason why people settle for Eliezer instead of Isaac is emotional sentiments. Emotional sentiments. You just keep hanging around what God said, break. For instance, you are a single boy, a single man, or a single woman. You have been in a relationship for 2 years or 3 years. You have known each other for 5 years, 6 years. And God shows up and says, this marriage is not for the both of you. Break. And emotions and sentiment will not allow you to break. But we have come a long way. But God does not deal with emotions and sentiment. The will of God has nothing to do with emotion and sentiment. In fact, if you are going to obey God, you must know how to put emotions behind you. Praise God. Do you know that God killed the two sons of Aaron? Phinehas and Eleazar. God killed the both of them and asked their father not to cry. Doesn't it sound like wickedness? He said, let him not even attend the funeral. Imagine two grown-up boys dead one day. And God is telling Moses, tell Aaron not to appear in the funeral. I don't want to see tear in his eye. One drop. If I see it, he will also die. And so, Aaron is just sitting in his house. Cry now. He feels like crying, he's not going to cry. He feels like sorrowing, he's not going to sorrow. Because God said, if you are dealing with me, deal with emotions. Because emotion is one of the greatest killer of destinies. Emotions. Emotions. Let me just do what my father said I should do. But what your father says you should do is contrary to what God is telling you to do. Emotions. How will my father feel? God said to Abraham, leave your father. Leave your father's house. Leave your uncles. Leave all of them and just come and follow me. Some people would have stayed because of emotion. I've been living with these people for all these years. Because they leave that place. So sometimes the people settle down with the Eliezer because of emotion. Sentiment. And God said, you've not been able to overcome your emotion. This your childish attitude. You've not been able to overcome it. God said, leave Rumumasi now. Relocate to Eneka. I said, I was born in Rumumasi. I was raised in Rumumasi. All my businesses are in Elekaya. God said, don't worry. Soon, you will soon know. Emotions and sentiment. When you are dealing with God, deal with emotions. Otherwise, you will still stay with Eliezer. Another reason is impatience. Of course, impatience. Patience is the exercise of faith. The exercise of the same confession until your promise comes to pass. Another reason people settle with Eliezer is human ego. Human ego. And the last reason is the fear of the unknown. Fear of the unknown. People settle for Eliezer because they are not too sure of tomorrow. I told us before that human beings will always say a bird in hand is better than 10 in the bush. But in God, a bird in the bush is better than the one in the hand. So if God said there is something I've kept for you tomorrow, wait for it. Yeah.
Beloved, thank you for taking time to listen to God's word. We trust you've been blessed. This message was brought to you by Pentecostal Deliverance Church, located at 65 Stadium Road, opposite Mummy B Junction, Rumomasi, Port Harcourt. You can get our Sincere Milk Devotional and Believer's Training Class Manual and other inspiring and life-transforming audio messages from our church book stand located in the church premises or through our website www.pdconline247.com. Furthermore, our church activity schedule is as follows: Monday and Thursday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. counseling; Wednesday, 6 p.m. School of Wisdom; Friday, 6 p.m. prayer meeting; Sunday, 8 a.m. lifting service. If you would like to reach us via call, our helplines are 080-3389-0315 and 080-6935-5639. God bless you.